I love that when you read the Word of God and sometimes just little verses that are just quick verses, and then sometimes the Holy Spirit just shows you such depth in those verses. And it makes us aware, makes me aware, that this is. It's not just printed words on pieces of paper. That's what it is. But it's inspiration, and it represents all these things. This is the Word of God. When I read these words, these are the words of Jesus Christ himself. This is Jesus revealing himself to us. This is the power. This is his word spoken to us. And so there's power there in every word, in every phrase, there's power that's there. So I say all that to set this up, because here's the two verses I want to look at least as the foundation today. And you read these verses, and you hear the verses, and you say, okay, well, that's not all that astounding, Todd. This is Jesus. This is right towards the end of Luke 20, the entire book of Luke. It's actually towards the very end of the last chapter in the book of Luke. And Jesus has resurrected from the dead. He's shown himself to the disciples. We just got the story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And now here those disciples have hustled back to Jerusalem to share with the other disciples and those with the disciples that they've seen Jesus resurrected. Jesus, they didn't receive it or believe it. Jesus appears to them, to the disciples, and to those gathered together. And so this is what's taking place. Jesus appears to the disciples that were there. I'll just start reading, and they doubt right away. And so Jesus' response is, "Hey, touch me, handle me, see that it is I. I'm flesh, I'm bones. See that it is I." And then it says in verse number 41, "And since they could not believe it for sheer joy, they marveled. And he said to them, 'Have you anything to eat?'" Now here's the two verses I want to look at today, verses 42 and 43. Each of them very short. Verse 42 says, "They gave him a piece of broiled fish." Verse number 43 says, "And he took it and ate it before them." So those are the two verses. And you're saying, okay, well, those two verses didn't really radically change my day. Let's read them again. "They gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate it before them." So we read this and we think to ourselves, okay, well, that's just, you know, a couple of verses that are kind of the transition between what we just saw, which is Jesus appearing to the disciples. They don't believe that it's him. He says, "Touch me, handle me, see that it's me. I'm flesh, I'm bone." We think that these two verses are the little transitory, because he says, "Touch me, feel me, see that it's me. I'm flesh and bone." And then he says, "Do you have anything to eat?" And, you know, the two verses we just read. And then it goes on from after that. And just as the talking about how he opened up the Word of God to them, he opened up all the words of the prophets. He showed them the truth. He basically opened up their minds, and he goes on to speak about the Holy Spirit, and then he ascends. So we think about these two verses I looked at. It looks like it's just two little unimportant verses that are kind of a transition from his appearance to the disciples in their unbelief, and then his revelation of the Word of God to them, and then his final words to them, and then his ascension into heaven. So these two little verses, how big is that? Jesus appearing to the disciples for the first time. This is the third day. For the first time, the disciples are seeing the resurrected Jesus Christ. They're astounded by it. They don't believe. He speaks to them. He says, "Touch me." That's astounding. That's huge. That's monumental. That's drama. And then after that, we have him sharing and opening the Word of God for them to see and to understand. Their minds are open to understand all the words of the prophets, and he gives the final words, and then he ascends into heaven. Those are two monumental events, and sandwiched in between are those two little verses that we're looking at. And they seem unimportant. By comparison to what's before and what after, it seems unimportant that they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. And yet, this is just what is so awesome about the Word. Now, those two verses seem so unimportant, but you know what? To Peter, who was there at that moment, that was a pivotal moment. That was an important, those two verses were important to Peter. Because if we look to the book of Acts, and we go to chapter 10 of the book of Acts, we see Peter, and Peter's talking about those two verses in specific. And if we read Acts chapter 10, I'm going to read verses 40 through 43, and I'm reading this from the Amplified Bible. This is Peter talking about that moment. So this is days beyond that taking place, weeks beyond that taking place. And here's Peter. Peter's reflecting back on those two verses. They gave him broiled fish, and he took it, and he ate it. See, we think, when we read those two verses, we think that Jesus just ate that by himself. But clearly something was taking place at that moment, and clearly the disciples ate with him, because listen to these verses. Peter reflecting back on that. Now, Peter's talking to the Gentiles. He's talking to the family of Cornelius, who's just been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And he says, as he's talking to the family, he says, but God raised him, speaking about Jesus, raised him to life on the third day. So he's remembering back on that third day. He's remembering back on that day when Jesus appeared to the disciples in their disbelief before he ascended. So God raised him to life on the third day and caused him to be manifested. I'm sorry, to be manifest, to be plainly seen. Peter's saying, on that third day, I want you to know, Jesus Christ was manifest. He who had been dead was alive once again and clearly seen, manifested in our presence, clearly seen. He's remembering that day, but look, he gets more specific. Not by all the people, but to us who were chosen, designated beforehand by God as witnesses who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. So Peter's saying here in verse number 41, he just said that on that third day, Jesus, who had been dead, was alive again and appeared, was made manifest in plainly in their sight. Then he says, but Jesus didn't appear. He was not seen by everyone, but to us who were chosen, designated beforehand by God as witnesses who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He's talking about that moment. So in Luke chapter 24, as we see that story unfolding, we see those two little verses, and they gave him broiled fish, and he took it and ate it. We see those two little verses, and they seem so significant. And it focuses on Jesus eating. And there's a lot you can even talk about just with that. You can talk about Jesus and the resurrected body and being able to eat things and yet still walk through walls and doors, and yet it's the resurrected body. So it's something different. You could talk a while about that. But when we read that, we just hear in Luke about Jesus taking the broiled fish and eating. But obviously, Jesus didn't eat alone. Quite clearly, Jesus ate with the disciples, because Peter is saying, hey, on that third day, he appeared again. And when he appeared not to everyone, but to those who had been beforehand designated. So he's saying that these are the ones who had believed in him. These are the ones who had been chosen. These are the ones who had lived with him and watched him. These are the ones who believed in who he was. And even though they disbelieved at that moment, they were still designated and chosen because their hearts had believed. They had put their trust in Jesus Christ. And he appeared to those individuals, not everyone, to those. And he says, those who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. So Peter's not talking about, it'd be easy to look at that and think, well, clearly Peter would be talking about those monumental moments of eating together, which would have been, you know, the Passover meal that they had shared with Jesus before his crucifixion. But he's making it quite clear, I'm not talking about that. He's saying, I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about when we ate with him after his resurrection. When we ate with him after he appeared to us, after he rose again, we ate with him. So when it says that they gave Jesus broiled fish, and he took it and he ate it, he obviously was eating with the disciples, and they all ate in fellowship together. Now, there's several things we can look at. There's several things that we can point out about this. One of the first things is, Peter is saying here, well, let me read verse number 42 and 43 so we get that whole picture. And he charged us to preach to the people and to bear solemn testimony that he is God appointed and God ordained as the judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets testify, bear witness that everyone who believes in him, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on him, giving himself up to him, receives forgiveness of sins through his name. So Peter is saying, as he's talking to the Gentiles in this Gentile family, as he's speaking to them about Jesus Christ, he's remembering back to that moment when Jesus appeared to them and he asked for food. They gave him the broiled fish. He took it and ate it. And they obviously ate with him. And Peter's remembering back to that time. And he's saying, Jesus didn't appear to everybody. He appeared to the few. He appeared to those who believed. And you know what it means? It means that he appeared to those that they were eating with him. They were fellowshipping with him. We see a lot of imagery in the New Testament. We see a lot of imagery in the Gospels about that fellowship, that time together. we see a lot of imagery about that fellowshipping together with Jesus. Peter is saying Jesus appeared to those who were fellowshipping with him. He's talking to the Gentile family, and he's sharing the gospel, the truth of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of times in our lives that we feel like I'm not seeing the evidence of the word. I'm not seeing the power of Jesus Christ. This word is Jesus Christ. If you're not seeing these things, if you're not seeing these promises manifested, plainly seen in your life, one of the things we can take from these verses is Peter is saying Jesus appeared. The word appeared. The word was manifest. The power of the word being manifest. Who's it for? It's with those that fellowship with him. There's a strength that we get when we fellowship with him. There's a strength to believe when we fellowship with him. Look, when Jesus came and appeared to the disciples back in Luke on that third day, when you read that story and you read it from the other versions, it becomes clear. I believe John and maybe Matthew say the same thing, but it makes it clear in some of the parallel stories, the parallel gospels. It makes it clear that when the disciples were told about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they didn't believe. And then it makes it clear that even when Jesus appeared to them, when he appeared in their midst, they were afraid and they thought they had seen a spirit. They thought they saw a ghost. They didn't believe he was flesh and blood. These are the ones who had followed him. And even though they heard the reports of Jesus being alive, they were afraid. It says that they were fearful when he was in their midst. They weren't believing. So Jesus appeared to them even when they were struggling to believe. He appeared with them. But he appeared to those that were fellowshipping with him. What did he do with them? They ate. They fellowshipped with him. These are the ones that Jesus appeared to. He didn't appear to just everybody. The manifestation of Jesus Christ, the resurrected Jesus Christ, the manifestation to be plainly seen, as it says in the Amplified, and visible to human eyes, only appeared to those who were the ones who fellowshipped with him, the ones who were in fellowship with him. If I'm not seeing the power of the Word of God, if I'm not seeing these promises from this Word, this Bible, if you're not and I'm not seeing and experiencing these things, I need to improve my fellowship. I need to step up that fellowship with him. I can't get frustrated at Jesus Christ. If I pray and I don't see something take place right away, I can't get mad at Jesus and say, Jesus, your word didn't work. I need to do a little self-examination and say, wait a minute, who did Jesus? Who was the word plainly seen by? Where was the word? To whom was the word manifested? To those who were in fellowship with him. When I'm in fellowship with him, it helps me stand on that faith and alleviate. And this is what happened to those disciples who were there, because they had faith. Jesus appeared to those who had been designated. That's what Peter said. He appeared to those who had been designated beforehand. In other words, these are the ones who believed in Jesus Christ. These are the ones who knew and believed. And yet, even in their belief, they had the faith. They had all the faith that they needed. They didn't need more faith. They had the faith. Their problem was the doubts that were there. The doubts rose up and counterbalanced that faith. They were doubtful. Their doubts overwhelmed them. And it caused them to not believe when Jesus stood there in their midst. Not until they handled him. They touched him. They handled him. It's when they handle. It's when we handle the word. It's when we spend time in the word. We handle the word. That's when we're able to alleviate those doubts and those concerns and those fears and that unbelief. We alleviate those doubts and then the faith stands. That's when we see that manifestation. So how do we fellowship with him? Because Peter said he appeared to those who were in fellowship with him, who were designated before, who fellowshiped with him, who ate with him. How do we do that? You eat the word. You spend time in the word. Consume the word. Be in fellowship with him. And watch. Watch that word become manifest in your life. So much more we could look at concerning that. We'll look at that tomorrow. But if you have time today, write this down. Just look at it. It's Luke chapter 24. And I close my Bible. I think it's verses 20 or 40, 42 and 43. Luke chapter 24, verses 42 and 43. Two simple verses. Then look for yourself and see what Peter says as he reflects back on that. What seems to be just a nominal moment, but it was so powerful to Peter that he speaks about it in Acts chapter 10, verses 40 through 43.